Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Or it's the Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddy J. We got a special guest. I'll be checking it in a moment, so I cannot wait for that. But yeah, glad to have you guys and get another beautiful show. Yes, I have a guest co-host today. Nate is out for the week. Well, she will be back next week, so I'm excited for that. Can't wait to see you. I should have some news for you guys. But yeah, man, a lot of great stuff is popping off right now, and can't wait to share that and go into full detail for that. So definitely, and y'all know whenever we have our guest co-hosts on the show, we dig into their business and figure out stuff about them, man. So cannot wait, indeed. Man, like, it's been a... I would say this. One thing I've learned over the past week is, man, the importance of sleep. And I'm glad I'm just finding ways to get more of it however I can. So I cannot stress enough how blessed I am with it. Mm-hmm. But anyways. New issue of Human Canvas magazine has dropped. Make sure you go cop that and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a motherfucker friend to get a copy of Human Canvas magazine. There's multiple ways of getting it. You can either get it from MagCloud or Maxer. MagCloud will actually allow you to get both the print and digital. Maxer allows you to get on digital download through our actual dedicated app, and you can get a subscription to the on the digital magazine in the Maxer app. So check us out. But I want to welcome to the show for the first time, and I'm very glad to have her, my girl, Dr. Aries. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, man. This is going to be an interesting night indeed.
It is.
It is for the next hour, we will be, of course, you know, we always, like, whenever we have our guest co-hosts that come through, we always find out about them. And then, you know, we allow them to kind of just take the ride with us and just have fun. And we talk about some real stuff. We talk about some crazy stuff, everything in between. So. Definitely glad to have you on here. So for those who don't know, let them know a little bit about yourself.
Hi, guys. My name is Porsche, but I go by Dr. Aries on social media platforms. So I am a second-year medical student at St. George University, and I am from Atlanta. And Ceddy J is awesome. He invited me on the show for tonight to just, I guess, get to know me a little bit more. I have an interest in OBGYN, so that's kind of where I am right now. My background is I have a bachelor's in cell bio and biotechnology. I have a master's in biomedical science, concentration, organizational development and leadership, and forensic medicine. So just trying to, you know, make the world a better place.
Now, I want to jump, like you said, to make the world a better place, but let's get a little deeper into that. What actually led you to get into going to medicine? I know you actually were doing something else before you got into medicine.
Yeah, so that's a great question. What led me into medicine is because when I grew up, my grandmother raised me. So growing up, I had my grandmother that was sick quite often. She had heart problems, and then I also have a brother that has had an injury when he was 2 years old. He suffered a brain injury. So just kind of growing up in my household, it consisted of me being in the hospital a lot with my family members. Going to these hospital visits and these doctor visits, hearing medical terms I had never heard before, seeing my grandmother having to go through certain ailments in her body, and my brother, him growing as a young boy into a man, not really understanding how this impacted his life and, you know, what the future would be for him. It raised a question for me to try to figure out, okay, what's going on? How can I help persons or families that are similar as mine that may have experienced these type of issues, medical issues? So that is what led me into medicine, and I'm happy I'm here.
Definitely, I'm happy to definitely see. I know a lot of people, like, it's something that it's a craft, or I would say in a sense it's a privilege to be to go into medicine, in a calling, you know, using all these different words, but, you know, just basically in order for you to be able to do that, you have to be a certain type of person. And for you to think that it's something that you want to go into, especially, I know you talk to us about it all the time in the clubhouse or whatnot, about how you have, like, all the debt that you go into as a medical student is, like, astronomical. So to take on all that debt in order to provide a future for yourself to take care of others is a huge step.
I'm sorry, what was the last part that you said? I think my line was disconnecting a little bit.
Oh, no, I was saying that, so basically, I was just saying, like, how, you know, you talk about all the time in the room about how being a medical student puts you to astronomical debt. And I was just saying that it was, you know, it's just something that I had to tip my hat off to you about, and to other people who are medical students and or are medical students that take on this debt in order to be able to, in the future, give back and pour into healing others.
Yeah, medical school is a very expensive journey, but the reward is great. As long as you keep yourself around people that support you, and then you also have to have your own internal motivation, because the debt ceiling is very high, as we all know, and when you are just interested in making someone feel better in their most vulnerable time, it's rewarding on the other side, outside of the financial burden of medical school. But right. Thankfully there are some programs in place for certain specialties. As you graduate from medical school, there are other government programs that are available, and then you also do have your military services that you could consider. So it's expensive, but there are some options as well, but it's still a great reward regardless.
Definitely. And it takes, like, a lot of people to run for you. One thing I like about, which I thought was very interesting and I think is very key, is how you humanize. It's similar to me, and I think we said this to you a lot, how you actually humanize the medical profession, in a sense. Like, a lot of people put those in the medical profession, especially doctors in themselves, they put them into these roles where they feel like they have to essentially play God, in other words. And so we don't really get to take into the fact that they're real people just like the rest of us. And I just wanted to kind of get your thought process on that process and that part of everything.
Yeah, that's a great point that you make. I talked to one of my friends about this last week about how medical doctors or physicians can be viewed as people that don't have any problems. But, you know, we're just as human as anyone else. We have the same issues as anyone else. And for me personally, that's something that keeps me sane. It's something that I practice often because I don't want to be in a place where I feel like I know more or that I cannot listen. And I still want to be able to connect to people on regular terms. So, yes, you know, we have family issues like anyone else, relationship, friends, you know, all the things that happen in everyday life we do experience. And sometimes when outside looking in, it may not look as such, you know, because of how we're trained. You know, we're definitely trained to be empathetic, to be open-minded from different responses when dealing with patients. And sometimes it can spill over into your personal life. But, you know, as long as you have people that are around you that love you and understand, that can, you know, give you a gentle reminder that, hey, you know, you're still human. You don't have to have this S on your chest all the time. You know, you can relax. You can be you. You can let your hair down. And I think, you know, as far as society, they do this view that doctors have to act a certain way. But thankfully, you know, with this generation now, we have made a lot of changes as far as how the world views a doctor. We're, you know, although in the Black community you may not see a lot of us, it's nice to come by people like Steady J, you know, on Clubhouse, and the desire to inspire a room and club that just want to sit and chat and talk to me like I'm a regular person and not always having to talk about medicine, you know, and just talking about real life things. So that's what keeps me well-rounded out here as a medical student and a future physician.
I feel like this is how I look at it. Like being a doctor or, you know, moving towards being a doctor, it's not what defines you. It's your craft, it's your calling, but it's not what defines you. Like, I think that people have to understand that. It doesn't matter wherever. I'm going to use the most extreme example. I should have said about girls who happen to be strippers. People say that all the time, like, oh, she's a stripper. But they put it into this category to where that's what defines her. But it's not, it's just like any job that you do, man. It's really, it's the craft. It helps put food on your table. And yes, if you're passionate about what you're doing, so yeah, that just adds an extra bubble to it, but it's not only what defines you. It just happens to be what your gift is, and that's pretty much how we had to look at it.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that as well because, you know, at the end of the day, I bleed just like you bleed, and, you know, behind the white coat, behind the title of doctor, it's just Porsche, you know, and having people that are around you that are human and, you know, that you, so I think sometimes in medical school what happens is you can be so isolated from the world because the journey requires you to do a lot of studying. So, you know, it's a good and it's a bad thing because, you know, of course the studying is great because you're trying to learn about all these things that can help someone later on in life. But I guess the con of that is because you're isolated for an extended amount of time from love, you know, your family, your friends, sometimes you can forget that you are a human person. And that even though you have this title, you're still you. So without the doctor part, I'm still going to be Porsche. You know, I'm Porsche. I'm a sister. You know, I'm a friend. I'm a granddaughter. I'm a daughter. You know, I'm a cousin. I'm a niece. So those are the things that are dear to me personally, because I grew up in an environment where family was a heavy influence in my life.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have to make a correction for something you said. We do not bleed the same, because when I bleed, I like a little wuss, and I run for the nearest Band-Aid I can find. So, no, I can't say we bleed the same. When I bleed, it's, where's the Band-Aid? I don't know, like, especially, like, my mom always got on me about that. Like, I am the Band-Aid. I work. If I see the sight of blood, a Band-Aid is going to be in that arm. Or leg or whatever is it. So yes, I think I single-handedly am keeping Johnson & Johnson in business. So yes, but yeah, I would say, well, for the next 5 years, what is like a goal you have for the next 5 years with this? Hello? Uh-oh. Might have yourself on mute accidentally. Porsche. Yes. Oh, there we go. I knew some crazy stuff was going on with the thing. There you go. All right. So, as we wait for our Porsche to check back in, I'll let you guys know we got on today's show. Y'all know we always have our Crickets of the Week, which Crickets of the Week is where I highlight some of the worst or dumbest people over the past week. And we won't have Seduction on one today because Nate is not on the show today. But we will be bringing back one of my favorite segments we do called The Six. The Six is where we have a top six list of things based on a particular topic. I'm going to put this full disclosure. Porsche does not know what the topic is yet. So she's going to be finding out what the topic just as you guys are. So, yes, y'all stay tuned for that because it always is very interesting on The Six. But for I lost you per se. I had one more thing I was asking. Oh yeah, what do you see yourself in the next 5 years as far as with your brand and, you know, just your craft?
So the next years, I have 2 more years left in medical school, and once I'm done with that, I will apply to residency program. At that time, hopefully I will be in one of my top choices for OBGYN at that time. And hopefully I'll be able to buy a home at that time as well.
Okay.
Something I'm definitely looking forward to doing. And, you know, just kind of enjoying because during residency training, that's when we actually get our first paycheck. So for me, it's been about 8 years that I've been in school. So I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, making a little cash.
Making a little kiss ass, you know, I feel you. All right. Well, are we going to do, we'll go ahead and go to a very quick sun break. When I say quick, I mean, it's going to go at the blink of an eye back in about 3 minutes. As my boy, Kev O'Neill would say, 3 minutes.
Yes, Kev O'Neill from Jamaica. Jamaica Mountain.
Oh, my God. He is going to kill me. But, yes, yeah, so we are going to come. We come back from this. We're going to get into our Crickets of the Week segment, and then we're going to get into a segment we are doing with our great co-host, Dr. Aries, a.k.a. Porsche. We'll be talking to her. She does not know what the topic is going to be for The Six. So y'all know how that list goes. I just throw it at y'all, and we just kind of do it on the fly. So get ready, y'all.
Oh,
we'll be back here after this on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your special guest co-host, Dr. Aries.
Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
All right, thank you, Imani. Thank you. All right, welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your special guest co-host, Porsche, a.k.a. Dr. Aries, in the building. All right, so we got our, we're going to go to our infamous segment that we do every week, known as Crickets of the Week. Now, Crickets of the Week, again, is where I highlight some of the worst or dumbest people over the past week. And I wanted to say, I didn't even have to get to say this in the last show. The last show was looking a little crazy, so I'm going to dive into this. And I'm just going to say, I'm just over my cricket of the week are people who are gaslighters. I cannot stand gaslighting as people. Like, if you, like, understand this, people. And make sure you have true intention of what you, and everything you do, have true intention of what you're doing, because you start pissing off a lot of people when you're doing way too much. And me personally, I've had to deal with a lot of gaslighting that has just like me, this is how I operate. I like to be able to have time to evaluate a person. And if a person don't, I mean, not to say I'm not dope or anything. I'm not going to discount myself. But here's the thing. I'm not trying to hear that somebody after a week or a week and a half, all of a sudden they're so fakely, madly in love with me. No fucking way. Get the hell out of here. Like, and then you're just driven nuts about little stuff that doesn't make any sense. Like, you have to, like, being able to say that you are going to date somebody, it has to be something that you have to earn that privilege. It's not just given to you. And, like, I think that's a problem. I think a lot of people have been, because of the way they look, it's they assume that, hey, that just magically makes things easy for them. But I would say this, which is perfect. I learned this today before the show, actually. Somebody went into my astrology very deeply. And, like, it was so on point. I think that's something that a lot of us miss, that with astrology, when you start really digging in deep on some of the other signs within your astrology and not just at surface level, you start to really realize the specifics about you. And one thing that it clearly points out is that I am attracted to, I am definitely a sapiosexual. I am attracted to minds more so than I am attracted to anything. Doesn't mean I don't like fine people. Don't get me twisted. A fine person will get my attention, but you want to keep my attention? You have to, your mind has to connect with my mind like no other. Like, that's going to keep my attention and keep me yearning for you more and more. Like, it makes me more interested in you. And when I'm not around that person, it makes me tend to miss them more. So I'm just trying to say this right now. Like, clearly, people, cannot stress this enough. Please, please stop gaslighting people. Because you create, and then you, what you do is you create these fake expectations that even you can live up to. And so by doing that, you're always going to be mad. So I just say that. That's my cricket of the week. These gaslighters in this world, they got to give it a fucking rest. And that's my two cents on that cricket of the week. But before I go into my other cricket of the week, did you have anything you wanted to add to that portion?
No, I agree with you. The gaslighting is definitely a no-go for me as well. Listen, you're not always right. And when you do something wrong, you got to be held accountable when you do something wrong. So don't take your insecurity out on others. Just work on yourself. I mean, I feel like as people and as humans, there's always things that we can fix. We're not perfect, and as long as you keep that in the back of your mind that, okay, this person mentions this, this is something that I can work on and be okay with not always being right. That's another part. Like, you can't always be right about everything. You got to learn something.
You talk to them. Talk to them. All right, so I got a few more in my chamber. So let me go ahead and get to this. Rub my hands together like Birdman. All right, so this is one of my favorite sites I love to come to when I am talking about some of the crazy, crazy, crazy people in the world that definitely deserve to be highlighted on this gracious segment known as Clumsy, Crickets of the Week. It is comes from clumsycricks.com. So I want to share some of these stories. And then, of course, yeah, you know, me and Nate are going to divulge into them. All right, so this story, a boy took parents' car to go buy a Lamborghini. The Utah Highway Patrol said a trooper conducting a traffic stop on a suspected impaired driver instead found a five-year-old driver seeking to purchase a Lamborghini. His story is that he left home after an argument with his mom, and when she told him she would not buy him a Lamborghini, he decided he'd take the car and go to California to buy one himself. He might have been short on the purchase as he only had $3 in his pocket. Y'all do with that as you will. He had $3 and he thought he was going to buy a Lamborghini. Get the hell out of here.
I remember this story. He had hope.
Hope ain't gonna buy no Lamborghini. Give a please, thank you. Thank you, Cricket. Hope ain't buying a Lamborghini. If that was the case, it'd be half of us would be driving around in Lamborghinis. Well, I hope he can hold on to the hope that he might not get an ass up when he get home.
he was a whim and a prayer.
Yeah, that's ain't gonna cut it. It's not gonna cut it. He gonna have to get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Another dumb one. He probably buckled his seatbelt.
I got a question. Did he get a ticket though?
Did he get a ticket? Oh, hold on. You know, I always love when people do this to me on the show because guess what that means? That means I'm gonna dig in a little bit deeper on if he got a ticket. Dun, dun, dun. No, he did not get a ticket. He just happened to, the trooper just happened to be to get him. So yeah, no, it doesn't say anything about him getting a ticket.
Do you think they let him drive back?
Oh, of course not. They couldn't have been that crazy. Of course, we're going off the little that they have given me. But yeah, that's pretty much all it went. It was just having to get pulled over. Oh my God. Here we go. All right. Headline reads, he'll have a number three with a side of jail. McDonald's customer starts brawl over a straw. Let me read that again before I get into the story. McDonald's customer starts a brawl over a straw. Yeah, this is going to get interesting. Buckle your seatbelt. Wow. In this video, all the video is out of bed. He getting his ass whooped. All right, so yeah. Long story short, if you're a crazy homeless man, you'll probably fit right in over in St. Petersburg, Florida. Oh, shit. KG, you're listening. This is in your area in Florida, sir. What the hell is going on? A city ordinance requires restaurants to not freely distribute straws. Customers must request them. This makes the proliferation of trash straws, which are harmful to oceans, is in the environment less readily available. Simple enough. Want a straw? Just ask for a damn straw. Well, this is apparently way too much for 40-year-old man Daniel Taylor. When he found out he had to request a straw, he decided it was in his best interest to assault a female McDonald's employee. As you can imagine, it did not work out so well. Typically, McDonald's are reserved for people who want a quick bite to eat, not a few rounds of fists thrown at their face. The fight was filmed and turned into a viral video, which has now been viewed over 4 million times online. Oh, and by the way, he was arrested. So fair warning to all. If you want a straw, just ask. Don't be a crazy-ass person. And according to McDonald's, they want to make sure their restaurant is a safe place. Oh, my God, sounds like Clubhouse. It's a safe place for everyone. We also like it to be a safe place because we're not fighting over straws anytime soon. For say, your thoughts.
I think this would have been a little bit different had he went to Chick-fil-A. Do you think so?
Let me give him the cricket first. So, yes. First of all, he gets the cricket. But you know what? Let me also say I'm going to give the cricket to McDonald's. This kind of goes to McDonald's in him. Had he went to Chick-fil-A, first of all, Chick-fil-A would never. Now, they don't care what law you're talking about. They're still going to put a straw in there because they're freaking Chick-fil-A. That's one. Two. Even if they forgot a straw, if you realize they forgot the straw, it's your fault because Chick-fil-A does not do any wrong. There you go. Those simple things.
To a story that I've heard before.
And I'm telling you, I'm looking at this video because the video is in the story. Every time she's hearing them, I just hear ba da ba ba ba. I'm punching him. That's what I'm hearing.
What about if he would have went to Turkish Chicken?
Oh, it would have been worse. You think it was bad at McDonald's? Shoot, this one was whooping his ass at McDonald's. Chick-fil-A at churches, he wouldn't even got as far as he did over the counter. Because he reached over the counter, he pulled the woman towards him, and she just started dinging on his head and arm. She was dinging his ass.
Wow.
Yeah, it's out of control. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm punching him.
Does churches have a theme song?
No, they don't. Do they deserve a theme song?
I don't know, but they aren't good for the community.
I tell you who has a theme song who doesn't deserve one. Love that chicken and pot pies. Oh my God, they are so you. What if Rude was a person? Good Lord, it's always 5 to 10 minutes before the chicken is ready.
It is. Yep.
Y'all ain't had that ready before I got here?
Or they ran out.
All them, my favorite thing, they ran out.
Yep, the chicken place ran out of chicken. What a coincidence.
Uh-oh. All right. I'm trying to think. Which one of these are my last story? I don't know which one to go with. All right, so I'm going back and forth because I was about to make my last story like over the top, like crazy. All right, here we go. I think this is the one. This is the one. All right, this is a funny one. I'm a lookout parrot trained by drug dealers. Ain't no snitch. According to The Guardian, a parrot who has not been named in Brazil was taken into custody by local police on April 30th of 2019 after they arrested the bird's drug dealer owners. The bird reportedly was taught to alert the criminals of nearby police and apparently was found calling, "Mom, the police," in Portuguese, right around the time that the police were preparing to raid the home of the two suspected crack dealers in Villa Hermosa, a neighborhood in northeast Brazil. Ooh, didn't I say that was such? Let me say it again. Villa Hermosa. This makes you feel good when I say it with tenacity. There you go. He must have been trained for this. Local police told Brazilian media after the raid, according to The Guardian. As soon as the police got close, he started shouting, "Does the bird have Miranda rights?" And drug traffickers,
What is the bird saying?
He said, "Ma'am, the police." That's what he said at first.
Yes. He want a cracker.
Yes, he's not a snitch. And he really had the police. The police honestly asked, "Does the bird have Miranda rights?"
Oh, my God.
Yes. I kid you not. I can't make this up. This was, yeah. The drug traffickers have previously used birds known as narcopalomas to fly drugs into prisons in Costa Rica and Argentina. Wow. People are on some.
Like,
you said what?
I wonder what those flight miles look like.
Man, I know. Them birds, man. I know them birds got to have some strong-ass arms and shit. They be flying drugs in prisons and whatnot. They wilding out. Wow. All right, y'all. Those are our Cricket of the Week stories, man. Oh, my God. That was that was too much. Yes.
I believe those birds are the godfathers of the air.
You say you felt that the godfathers are there. Well, good. What are you doing? I'm making an offer your cat refuse. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's crazy. Godfather was actually on this weekend. It's been on all freaking week. That every like criminal element movie has been on all week on AMC. I don't know what they've been on between that and Scarface. They have been wilding this week.
You know, that's like those are like my favorite movies. I love watching movies about the drugs and how the government and the CIA and the DEA had to try to find these people, and it took them a long time. Like, them being that crafty is just amazing to me.
So interesting. So that means you have seen American Gangster based off of that thought process?
I have seen American Gangster, Godfather. I've seen Narcos, both of Narcos. And I think they have another Narcos coming out, I believe. Also,
Queen of the South?
I saw one or two episodes of Queen of the South. I need to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting show. Especially, it's crazy because some of it takes place right here in the area, so it really throws me off.
Yeah. Yes. Outside of Edmonton, you can find me at home probably watching one of those movies or like an American teen movie.
An American teen movie?
Mm-hmm.
Give me some examples.
All American?
Okay. I watch it when it comes on CW, yep.
Okay. That's definitely one of my faves.
Which, by the way, there's a spinoff coming out.
I heard that it was supposed to come out in June, but I've been watching and I haven't seen anything released yet. I haven't seen anything.
They're really backed up on a lot of this crap. This is what threw you off. The spinoff didn't happen. The backdoor pilot happened during the show. So it's like an episode of the show that's kind of like giving you a sense of what the direction of that spinoff would be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Definitely a good show. If you guys aren't watching it, definitely tune in to All American. I am not getting paid for that, but that definitely is one of my favorite go-to shows during the school year.
Yeah, that's a really. I like a lot of stuff because I mean I used to. I ain't gonna lie, like I like All American, but part of what made me watch All American was I was like, okay, once I finished All American, Black Lightning was coming on, so I had to like, okay, I gotta watch this first so I can watch Black Lightning. So that's part of what got me into it. Yeah.
Okay.
But I've never seen Black Lightning is a superhero show about a black family of superheroes.
Oh, okay. That sounds mm-hmm. Is it like Marvel?
Yeah, they actually just to be specific is because they would kill me. DC is actually DC, like connected to the Superman and Batman, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually like a crossover, some crossover episodes where he teams up with the Flash and Batwoman and Superman and Supergirl. Just, yeah, I know. Dark Side is showing up. I know. Which, by the way, you just let me. I got to make sure I got to catch Superman and Lois today. I got to catch up on that. I got to catch up on Loki. And I got to catch up on The Flash. Mental note, catch those shows. Okay.
Another one of my faves is, of course, like crime scene related things. So it's a Netflix series, Quantico, I believe it is. I think I asked you about that before.
Quantico also on, I'm trying to think, was it just on Netflix or was it something else? Mm-hmm. But no, I'm familiar with Quantico.
Yes, I love Quantico.
I like, which one was your favorite CSI? You know, they had a million of them.
Yeah, I'm a little bit far removed from CSI. I haven't seen it in years. That one and I forget the other one. I know Law and Order I haven't seen as well. Criminal Minds. Like all those I used to watch.
Oh, Criminal Minds, fuck my head up, man. It just gets fucked up. Like these people think.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice to watch those different crime shows. But I will say after, like, having to train it in forensics, you know, some of the stuff you're like, all right, this is definitely not real. But, I mean, it's right. Good for the audience, right? But, I did like Criminal Minds, CSI, and Law and Order. But I lost track. So I'm like, I'm probably 6 or 7 seasons behind everybody right now.
I would say my favorite CSI was CSI Miami of all the CSIs. They had CSI, which was in Las Vegas. Then they had CSI New York. And they had CSI Miami. And then they had the one with Bow Wow that was very short-lived, CSI Cyber.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of that one. Mentioned Cedric when we were talking about the the drug lords and all that stuff. His Power. You know how I love.
Oh my God! Here you go, you in Power and Amari Hardwick. If y'all don't get it,
yes, that is my celebrity crush. I'm so sad that he's not on the show anymore right now. So, Omari, if you're listening out there, I wish you come back. I wish they recreate your character and maybe like this can be an evolutionary piece in Power.
But it's so weird. But now the whole thing now is just making so many. You see, it's so many books of Power now. It's like we're getting ready to be on. We're just getting ready to launch three. They're getting ready to release a fourth one.
Yeah, I didn't get into it. After they killed Ghost, I couldn't get into it anymore because that was like the bread and butter for me. I was riding with Ghost and Tommy all the seasons, and then when they had to kill him off, I wasn't happy because it's like he could have died so many other times, and they just killed this character off, which I do understand with the storyline, like it'll kind of get old after a while, so you gotta switch it up, but you know, just for this loyal one little loyal fan over here.
One little loyal fan.
Yeah. Love to see him on the stage, you know.
They say this is a big rich town. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so it's time for our final statement of the day. Y'all go ahead and give us a hand for that, which is, it is the six. The six is a table I've not done in a while here. The six is where we have a list of six teams based on a particular topic. Especially my Clubhouse family, they are going to find this list very interesting. Woo! Buckle your seatbelts, everybody. All right, here we go. And if it doesn't apply, let it fly. But if you feel like it's going to come at you, it's just me keeping it real. This is what I do. Keep it real. This is why I love this space, because no one has to interrupt me while I say what I say. And so, yes, so the way this works, Porsche, the way we do it is, it's like round robin. I say something, then you say something. I say something, then you say something. So we both have three entries into this list. So I'll show you how it goes. I'm going to say mine, break down why I said it, and then, you know, then you say yours and break down why you said it. You know, just going back and forth. All right, so, and it's not in any particular top six order. It's just a list of six. All right, so, again, this is things that drive me nuts on Clubhouse. All right, here we go. Please, if anybody got time for that, please.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, so I'm going to tell you number one of things on Clubhouse that drive me nuts. People, one mic. Jeez Louise. I hate one mic when it is. One mic is cool. It's a cool rule. But when it is not being done, it drives me nuts. If you're going to say one mic, if you're going to be a person that hollers one mic often, please be a person who is practicing it often. Otherwise, it is something that falls on deaf ears. So it's okay. I understand. We all get excited. We all have something to say. But let's take our time, people, and let full thoughts be said. Because I've seen again recently when it's like seven thoughts going on, it's like being in a freaking subway. You can't discern what's going on because you got seven thoughts going out loud at one time, and it really messes up stuff. So, people, one mic. It's okay to go to one mic rule. Does not mean someone's putting a muzzle in your mouth. It just means, hell, we want to be able to hear what everybody's saying, so let's be able to hear it in a concise way. There you go. That's number one. All right, before you say yours, Porsche, let me just put the sounder on.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Number two, Porsche.
Cedric, Clubhouse has... On any given day, you could find a relationship room. So my question is, if we out here giving out all this relationship advice, when are we going to use it? So I'm a little bit confused, but hey, what can I say? I'm not in a relationship, and I'm on this self-love journey and getting to know myself all over again. So... that's just my two cents on that, but I'm just really trying to figure out, like, when are we going to actually use this advice at every room, every club? Well, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but majority of the clubs and rooms on Clubhouse, they're all talking about relationships, how to get a man, how to get a woman, you know, high-value man, high-value woman. But what about just finding somebody that works best for you and not for the whole entire world, maybe? I don't know. Again, that's just my two cents.
Porsche, very great suggestion. And I have to piggyback on that. Yeah, I get kind of tired of these relationship rooms. Like, when are y'all going to start using this advice? But maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe you're just crazy. What do we know?
What do we know?
All right, here we go, Sounder.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Number three, things on Clubhouse that drive me nuts. People, the fucking war about getting a goddamn green bean. Who in the fuck cares? I hate the war to get started. Some people are, I'm not going to that room anymore because I don't have a green bean. Oh, it's like, what? I mean, what the hell are we? Are we in freaking high school? Good Lord! Like, and the thing is, in the words of Uncle Ben from Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And you know what comes with that responsibility of having the green bean? It simply means you are a moderator. And if you're going to be a moderator, moderate. And help spread. The whole point of you having it is to spread the responsibility around for the main person of the room. So they're not having to, because sometimes they're not able to be there the entire time. And if they walk away for a second, if I gave you this green bean, are you going to be able to handle running the room? And sometimes you have to be the facilitator of the conversations. So there you go. I said what I said. Everybody, get a grip over the goddamn green bean, please.
So if I can add just a little bit to that. So
go ahead, my sister.
According to Google, when I look up the term moderator, so anyone that has computer access to this, type in moderator and type in definition, it states a person who moderates an internet forum or online discussion. It also states it's a noun and it's someone that is a mediator. So as Cedric has already stated so kindly, it means that you are helping to facilitate this conversation. Does it mean that you are owed a green bean? No, it does not mean that. It means that you are coming in to help to make sure that the conversation is flowing well and that everyone is able to participate who would like to participate. It does not mean that you get any clout on Clubhouse, because outside of Clubhouse, who are you? Clubhouse does not define who you are. You define Clubhouse, in that order.
Okay. All right, Portia, you get number four.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, number four on Clubhouse. So sorry to all my medical professionals, but I've seen so many COVID rooms, and I know it's so important to get the news out there, but I will say in the beginning, it was definitely necessary to have these conversations, but it was quite overwhelming at times. But guess what I knew I could do? I could not enter into those rooms because I knew it was overwhelming for me. So sometimes I think that kind of ties into, well, I'll save that second part for the last part I want to state. But yes, the COVID room, I was like, oh my God, how many do we have every day, every week? You know, and I know we're trying to gather the masses of people at different times, different segments, but one more COVID room, yeah, can't do it.
That part for sure. All right. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it's kind of like COVID rooms are like relationship rooms on Clubhouse. I mean, not quite as prevalent, but it's a close second. It's at least a close second or third.
Yeah, they're definitely running neck and neck.
Matter of fact, I don't know. I would say this: COVID rooms are like number four. If I had to go in order of rooms, I would say relationship rooms. Then I would say music rooms.
Gotta remember Demon Time.
Then Demon Time rooms, number three. And we're using these like in general terms. I think, in my opinion, part of the demon time rooms are the rooms where they're like, give me to a queen on clubhouse. All that's part of demon time rooms. In my opinion. And then you have the COVID rooms.
Yes, in that order.
And then after COVID rooms would be number five. Number four would be the networking rooms.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Follow everybody on the stage. Why? Everybody on the stage.
Does the Cash App room, does that qualify for networking too?
That's in the Demon Time room because that's like, all that is an online brothel in my opinion. Yes, so there you go. All right, I guess that was number four. Okay, number five for me. Sama Sana.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, number five. Man, this is hard because I had to really think on this. I'm going to say something is going to be quite controversial. Take it as you leave it. But it's the music rooms, the discussion. Everyone, the same way you go to the internet and there's multiple podcasts there that sometimes might talk about the same on the stuff. There's multiple radio stations. There's multiple television stations. The list goes on. Every now and then, somebody's going to be in the same genre as you. So it's okay to have... Because sometimes it's kind of like, for instance, here we have, luckily on the mainstream radio, we have K104, and I'm just talking about the hip-hop R&B thing. I'm not even talking about this R&B only, but I'm going to say the ones that's like a mixture, hip-hop R&B, which is only top 40 of hip-hop R&B. And you got K104, and you got 979. Sometimes on 979, they're playing a song you don't necessarily want to hear. So I go to K104. Oh, K104 happens to have a song I want to hear. So I'm going to be on K104. And now I'm ready to change the channel. I'm going to change the channel back and forth. It's okay to have multiple rooms with a similar vibe. It's not, because sometimes it's not the messenger, it's the message. So allow people, do not alienate people from being able to listen to all these different vibes. By giving people choices, it helps everybody. It's the same way why you always find a goddamn Walgreens right by CVS, because CVS and Walgreens feed off each other. So same way McDonald's and Burger King feeds off each other. We can go down this long Walmart and Target or somewhere by each other. This list goes on and on and on. It helps create, because what it does is it helps not create a monopoly on a certain product or service being provided. So by allowing multiple outlets to do these things, it spreads things out, and it kind of works out for everybody. And it helps. It actually helps you win anyway, because people like choices, and when people have choices, it makes what you're doing more intriguing to them. So that's what I say about that one. All right, so for Shay, I'll leave you the last one.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Number six.
I am so glad you left this for me. My last clubhouse, I guess the annoying / get your life type thing is, if you know that there's a conversation that is taking place and you don't like what people are saying, you can hit those two fingers. Peace out, Ezel. Right? Because if it doesn't resonate with you, you don't like it, you don't have to argue with nobody over the internet. We don't know. Well, some of us don't know each other personally. So it's not that deep that you have to sit here and just argue your point down and spitting on your phone and yelling at your phone. Just peace out. Try again. Don't take it personal. don't absorb all that energy. You got to save some good energy somewhere. So that's probably my last thing that I have for Clubhouse. You know, these Clubhouse streets can be very difficult at times to maneuver through, but sometimes it can be very fun. So I'd rather choose the latter side of things. The difficulty, I'll leave it to people that would like to have difficult encounters on Clubhouse.
Oh man, funny. No, but again, man, we say this in a very lighthearted way that it's like we're like I just get tired of a lot of stuff, and again, to each his own. Some people might feel a different way about some of the stuff, but it's okay. Just know that I just don't personally like what's going on. I'd like it to be a lot better, but again, that's why you talk about this stuff. And I like being able to talk about this on this medium. This is why I love this show. I love doing my show. My show allows me a safe space to talk about stuff and be able to talk about it in a much, you know, controlled environment to be able to just talk about it. And you be able, you take it as you will. You take whatever energy you feel like you're giving from it. But I'm giving the energy that I have. So that's what it is. Take it how you get it. That being said, we are coming to a close. Porsche, I appreciate having you on the show. Definitely.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before I let you go, I want to remind everybody, if y'all miss any of the show, you can check it out at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's dustspotradio. If you go there, it will list all the different ways to find Life at the Dusk Live. Or you simply type in Life at the Dusk Live in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn. I'm forgetting something. All Heart Radio. List goes on and on and on and on and on. Pretty much, as they say a lot of times, wherever your podcasts are available. So, yes, you can check us out. We're rolling on out. Would you like to tell them how they can find you? Or as we say here on the show, we call it stalking, because stalking simply means to us that they are followers who are keeping up with what you got going on. So how can people follow AKA stalk you?
So if you'd like to stalk me on a regular basis, you can find me on Instagram at Dr_Aries_ATL. That's the only platform that I'm using right now. I am on Clubhouse. I have two clubs on Clubhouse if you'd like to come and chat with me. Desire to Inspire, and I also have a Grown Folks Lounge on Clubhouse. So just come by, visit, chat it up, me and Steady J. I am thinking about adding a Twitter maybe later on, but we'll see. We'll see what the future may hold.
Oh, it's safe for space right now, as long as the orange guy is not on there.
Right.
So, yes, again, thank you, y'all. We rolling on out. Remind y'all in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Teddy J. And, Porsche, let me tell you what our public service announcement we give everybody every week on the show. That's, if you're going to help somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.